Chris Tatham is vice president of ETC Institute, the company that carried out the survey. ETC has surveyed hundreds of communities across the country, and Tatham says Pitkin County's results are unusual. When mapped out and color-coded, he had to check them again just to make sure they were right.
I don't typically see maps where the entire county is in dark blue, because that means the average person everywhere throughout the county is giving excellent or very satisfied ratings. Just doesn't happen.
Except in Pitkin County. Those high ratings are for government services overall, as well as how well residents think their tax dollars are being spent. Even the airport got an outstanding response. Tatham told county commissioners on Tuesday that Pitkin should be proud of its results, but pointed out they also reveal life in Pitkin County is not all roses.
Even though you have great ratings for quality of life, even though people feel very good about the local government, there's still concerns about things like the economy, you know, jobs and affordable housing.
Concerns that Tatham didn't expect, since residents rated overall quality of life so high in Pitkin County. That's usually the same as how residents view the economy. And here, only 11% of people surveyed thought the county is not a good place to work.
When I typically see that, I think, well, there's a community where people aren't too worried about the economy. But then you go back to other questions in the survey where people had concerns, and we had a very high percentage of folks concerned about the availability of employment. You've got 1 in 5 people actually saying they're dissatisfied.
We asked if it's possible that living in such a scenic place could bring up the quality of life. Could that be why residents of Pitkin County say life is good overall, even if there aren't enough jobs?
There's a lot of pretty places I've surveyed, but most of the pretty places don't necessarily like their local government.
Which is not true of most Pitkin County residents who took the recent survey. Another topic the county asked about was internet and cell service at home. The county has said it may be part of an effort to expand cell service. Survey results show Pitkin County residents don't have perfect internet or cell access at home, but it wasn't horrible either. Going forward, top concerns for residents who answered the survey are
the process for obtaining permits and construction, economic sustainability, how well the county is managing growth,
as well as perceptions of drop-off and electronics recycling. ETC Institute often does regular surveys for communities, sometimes more than once a year. A spokesman for Pitkin County says it's not clear yet whether officials will sign on for another survey in the future. You can see the full survey results at aspenpublicradio.org. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.